Listen up, pagan people. We got a news for you. Good news. Come to exalt Jesus Christ. Not homelessness. There's no medals for being homeless. Church of England exalting homelessness. Its task originally, of course, was to exalt Christ, not homelessness. But there you go, that's the times that you're living in, the days that you're living in. The days when England, dear old England, returns to her vomit like a dog. Like a dog returning to its vomit. Returning to our old paganism. Apostatized. Departed from Christ. From God. And from life. And nothing but death. Left in your churches. And in your nations. And in your cities. No life apart from God. In Jesus Christ. Offer to you a copy of God's living word that you might read, digest, be brought to your right mind, a right state of heart, and your record of wrath that's stored up against you might be cleared. God, maybe have mercy on you and give you light, give you understanding of the way of life, and that way is most certainly not the way of the Church of England, or the way of homelessness, or the way of Islam, or the way of the Watchtower Society here a moment or two ago. Or is it the way of any false religion? Life is to be found in Christ and in Christ alone. When the time is coming, you'd like to have a copy of God's Word, ask for one. I might give you one. Word of God for you today in Birmingham. Ready, ready, are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready for the day when the Son of God, the Son of Man, shall appear from heaven to judge the world in righteousness? When shall the end of the world be? What are the signs of your coming? His disciples asked them, and he answered clearly and graphically what the signs of his coming would be. And the end of the world would be, because coming with that time comes the judgment of the world, all mankind. Your judgment too. Whether you're homeless or whether you've got a mansion to live in, it makes no difference. There's no brownie points for being homeless. And there's no brownie point for being well off. There is no brownie point for anything at all that you have. Your status in this world. The playing field in that day when the Son of Man judges you, the playing field will be level. All men, every man, woman and child will be judged fairly, justly, in perfect righteousness. God has appointed that day. His disciples asked the question, when shall the end of the world be? When will this judgment take place? What's the sign of your coming? And he answered them. He answered them clearly. And I submit to you that those signs are before you in the world today. tells us that everything will be thrown down. Everything that man, apart from God, has erected in this world will be cast down. Man's efforts, God will blow upon them, will bring them to nothing, will bring them to utter and absolute destruction. He says that there will be wars and rumors of wars, but that's not it. That's just the birth pangs. That's just the beginning of sorrows, says the Lord Jesus. There will be, he says, fake Christs. False Christs will abound just prior to the coming of the Son of God to judge the world in righteousness. False Christs, such as you get promoted by Islam, the Jesus, they say, who is just a prophet, declared, of course, by their own false prophet, that imposter called Muhammad. False Christs about, the Christ of Rome, who has not done enough to save men. They need to add their so-called good works to what Christ has done. A false Christ. The false Christ of the Seventh-day Adventists, the Watchtower Society, they abound in your world today, just as Jesus said they would prior to his coming. False prophets shall rise and deceive many. Here on the streets of Birmingham, you have them promoting Islam, promoting the Watchtower Society. False prophets deceiving many with false religion. You have the decline and you have the demise of the Church of England. Your inverted commas national church with this idol of a homeless figure outside of its door, exalting homelessness instead of exalting Christ. False prophets shall arise and deceive many. Iniquity shall abound. Lawlessness shall abound. The killing of men and women. The slaughter of the unborn. The slaughter of the aged, the infirm, and the sick. Canada, the nation of Canada, celebrates with great pride its achievement over the last year in euthanizing 10,000 people. There's a website that you can go to and you can donate your body for people to eat and consume. They will tell you, your body will feed 40 people. Go ahead, top yourself, kill yourself, have somebody do it for you. Take you into the presence of the judge to be judged in righteousness. It's appointed for you to die anyway. But after that, pagans, hear me, pagans, after that, then comes the judgment. Be warned, the judge is before the door. Be warned, the signs are there, blooming. The Son of Man is coming. Beginning of sorrows has started the birth pangs. He's coming, and he's coming soon, and he's coming to judge you. Are you ready for that day? Have you repented? Have you been reborn? Have you been regenerated, resurrected, brought out of your death, your state of eternal death, into eternal life? Have you been saved from God, the one you've offended? Have you believed unto salvation upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one who can save you from this iniquitous this lawless generation in which you find yourself. Iniquity shall abound, says Jesus, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. We must be fairly close. Preached in all Birmingham, preached in all of England. But of course, via the internet and other means, God's servants going into all the world and preaching the gospel, whether men hear or not, whether they're saved or not, whether they enter into God's kingdom or not, that is not the issue. That's not the important factor. The important factor is that the gospel is preached in all the world and God's truth is vindicated. God will be vindicated that day. The preaching of the gospel, what is it to you today? Foolishness? Foolishness to those who are perishing, says God. A savor of life unto life, and a savor of death unto death. Maybe today the gospel is sent to harden you. Maybe today the gospel is sent to you to affirm you in your death sentence. You see, it's a two-edged sword. It's the savor of life unto life, and the savor of death unto death. Iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You'll become colder and harder in your hearts than ever you were before. They're bad enough now. They're bad enough now. You talk about love, you talk about care, but there is no love. There is no care in your hearts. Your love is frozen. Your hearts are colder, colder than the frost this morning when you arose from your bed. Cold, hardened hearts, hating God and hating one another. It's not that you don't know that God is. You know that. That's clearly seen, God says. That's not your problem. Your problem is you know that God is and you hate Him with every fiber of your being and you hate your neighbor. Just judgment will be meted out to you in that day. God will judge you. The end is coming. The day of the coming of the Son of Man, when He will judge the world in perfect righteousness. He goes on to say, there are other signs, of course. He says, for then shall there be great tribulation, trouble such as the world has never seen before. Oh, there's always been trouble. As surely as the sparks fly upwards, man's born to trouble because of his sin, because of your apostasy from God. Trouble stalks you, it trolls you all the days of your life. You begin life in this world by crying, and you go out with a whimper. You go out crying. You go out whining. And you whine all your days. Why? Because you're born to trouble. Because you're conceived and born in sin. That's why. Trouble follows you. Tribulation all your days. But in the close, before the end, another sign of the coming of the Son of Man, the end of the world, there will be great tribulation, terrible, terrible trouble, terrible lawlessness, just as it was in the days of Noah, when God judged the world then. It was a violent age. Oh, but nothing, I tell you, nothing compared to what it will be in the end. That great tribulation, that great trouble coming upon the world, upon all mankind, it will be good for you. And Jesus says in that day that you don't have any children because of the trouble because of the tribulation of that day. It will be a dreadful, it will be a fearful day. The violence, I tell you, has not yet been exhausted, the violence of mankind. You think men and women are violent now? Nothing compared to that day. A day, says Jesus, of great, great tribulation. The greatest that mankind will ever have seen. Maybe perhaps you thought the First World War was a great tribulation. Maybe you thought the Second World War was a great tribulation. All the wars of mankind put together, nothing, I tell you, in comparison with this day, this time, says Jesus, this sign that's coming, prior, that is, to the end of the world, when God judges the world in righteousness. Here to tell you, here to inform you, here to warn you, here to set Jesus Christ and Him crucified before you, that you might be ready for that day, that you might be born again, that you might be saved, that you might be washed in the blood of the Lamb, that you might be ready to face the judgment of God. The only place, just about at least anyway, only place that you've got left to hear the gospel amongst you now, here on the streets of Birmingham. God, in His kindness, not out of any pressure on God's part, not that God is compelled to lift a finger to help any one of us, any one of you here in Birmingham today, but merely out of the good pleasure of His heart, out of His kindness, He still sends His servants amongst you to lift up their voices and make Christ known. Tell you about your sin. Bid you to flee the wrath to come. What a terrible day of wrath that will be. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven even now against your ungodliness, your unrighteousness, holding down the truth in wickedness, Birmingham. The wrath of God is already upon you like a rash. Yes. Flee from your Islam. Flee from that damnable religion. Flee from your false religion, your false hope. Get out from amongst them, says God, and be ye separate, and I will receive you. Get out from the apostate Church of England, exalting homelessness instead of Christ. Oh, the wrath of that day. What a day that will be. But of course, if you get eyes to see it, if your eyes would be open, you would see it today. You would see the wrath of God, what He's given you over to. Look at you all gathered. Eh? Look at you all gathered before the Church of England's idol. Eh? Any new thing that tickles your fancy, given over to reprobate minds, given over to utter sanity, killing one another. They that hate me, says God, they love death. Is that not written all over your world today? In love with death, in love with killing one another, by whatever means you can possibly avail yourself of. Killers, manslayers to a man, to a woman, murders in the heart of men, and growing iniquity is abounding, just as Jesus said it would before His coming. Ye must be born again. That murder must be taken, removed from your heart. That hatred That hatred must be erased, eradicated from your heart, delivered from all your filthy lusts. The filthy lusts that God's given you over to, that's the reprobate mind. That's the insanity that God has given you. You depart from God. You apostatize from your Maker. So He gives you something else. What does He give you? He gives you what you want. He gives you more sin. He gives you more iniquity. He gives you more lawlessness. He gives you more killing. He gives you more insanity. All we want the insanity, you say. So God says, okay, I'll give you your insanity. You can have it. Cup brimful and run it over. And that's what He's giving you now. Pouring it out upon you. Reprobate mind. But the end of it, the culmination of it, the great tribulation, the greatest trouble this world will ever have seen. And you'll be part of it, Birmingham. You'll be part of it. In that day, men and women will cry out. Men and women, I tell you, will be howling, lamenting. Men and women will be crying out, Where are the churches once we had? Where are the Bibles? Where are the sweet preachers? Where is Jesus Christ, that I might behold Him, that I might believe upon Him? Too late, too late, too late will be the cry. Too late. Slipping down the slide into the damnation of hell. The judgment awaits you. The doors will close. God Himself will close them. The door of grace, that is. No more grace to be found. Nothing. Nothing but the wrath and the holy displeasure of God. God is angry with the wicked every day. Now. Now. But then, my friends, oh, the full exhaustion of His wrath, ready to be poured out upon an ungodly, wicked, reprobate world. The day of tribulation. You ready, Birmingham? Are you ready, personally and individually? Enter ye in at the straight gate and down the narrow pathway. Personally, individually, you can't take your bodies and you can't take your reprobate lives with you. Going through the turnstile, through the straight gate, yourself personally, taking up your cross and following Jesus Christ. That's the only way to life. That's the only way out of death. And that's the only way to eternal life. Following Jesus down that narrow pathway. He must be born again. Except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Cannot enter the kingdom of God. Only in the way of repentance towards God and faith towards His Son, Jesus Christ. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. But the gospel, oh, the gospel certainly will be preached. But Jesus says, He tells us the day will be shortened. That day, that time, before the coming of the Son of Man, the days will be shortened. Why? Well, so that His people who love Him, who trust Him, who follow Him, so that they cannot be deceived, so that they cannot be lost. God will not have His people, His elect, chosen from before the foundation of the world and brought to repentance and brought to faith in the Son of God. He will not suffer them, one of them, to be lost. They'll all, every single one of them, they'll all be saved. They're guaranteed eternal life. They'll never perish. Whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. My sheep hear my voice. They follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they alone shall never perish, but the rest of you shall. The rest of you shall. It will be a short day, a day shortened. The tribulation, that is. Oh, it will be a short day. But then of course, when that day is over, when the tribulation is over, when the trouble is over, then will appear the Son of Man. Then Jesus will come in His glory. The one that you blaspheme, the one whose name you used to curse, and the one that you use in terms of false religion, the one whom you rob of His glory with your false religion. In that day, then, when that day is over, He shall appear in His glory to judge the world in righteousness. The day has been appointed, the Bible says, in which God shall judge all mankind by that man, the one whom He has raised from the dead. God has given you notice, Birmingham. By raising His Son from the dead, He has given you notice of His intent to judge the world in righteousness. Perfect righteousness. Not your filthy rags. Not what you call righteous. What God calls righteous. In that day, it will be shown exactly what you did. All your sins in that day will be published across the universe for all to see, and you'll be covered in utter shame in that day. In that day, when dreadful Judge Jesus judges you, there'll be no excuses, there'll be no blame shifting, there'll be no, oh well, he made me do it, she made me do it, the government made me do it. No, in that day, it will be seen clearly you did what you did willingly because you wanted to sin against God. It will be shown in that day that every single day of your life, with every breath, every word, every action that you took all through your life, you hated God with a vehemence and you hated your neighbor. It will be shown that you killed your neighbor, that you murdered your neighbor. It will be shown clearly that you had a murderous, hateful, killing heart. It will be shown in that day, yes, exactly what you did, but willingly, because you wanted to, because you loved the darkness rather than the light. Light has come into the world, but men love the darkness rather than the light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. Yours, Birmingham, your days are evil. Wicked, your hearts are evil. Wicked, evil hearts of unbelief. God, by His Son, Jesus Christ, is coming to judge you soon, Birmingham. That day is coming, the signs given to us by Jesus to warn us, because He's a loving Savior. That's what loving people do. When they see people in danger, they warn people. They warn their neighbors. You won't find the Church of England doing that. All they do is exalt homelessness. Jesus Christ, He warns people. He warns them of the present wrath of God. He warns them of the wrath to come. He warns them of the judgment day. He tells us about the signs of His coming, that men and women might be warned, and that they might be ready, that they might be prepared. that they might be ready for that day when God judges them by his Son in perfect righteousness. Are you ready? Birmingham, are you ready? Birmingham sinners, you're not. You're not if you've not been reborn. You're not if you've not been resurrected. You're not if you've not been regenerated. You might be religious. You might cling to some damnable religion, but that will be of no use to you in that day. You must be born again. You must be resurrected, regenerated. You must be given life from the dead. You must be raised from the tombs of your unbelief. You must be given by God, because a man can receive nothing unless it be given him from heaven, Jesus said. You can't take it, you can't make it, you can't do it yourself. It must be given you. Has God given you repentance unto himself? Then you're not ready. Has God given you the gift of faith in his Son, Jesus Christ? If not, then you're not ready. You're not ready for the judgment day. You're not ready for the coming, the appearing of the Son of Man. You're not ready. The signs are before you, even as I speak, but you're not ready. You're ready, but you're ready to perish. You're ready to die in your sin. You're ready to be lost for all eternity. No concern, no desire, only desires for sin, only desires for your godlessness, your unrighteousness, your unholiness, reveling in your sin, but just as Jesus said it would be prior to his coming, iniquity abounding more and more. And as a result of it, the hearts of many, many, not a few, the hearts of many will grow cold, wax cold, that is, cold as the grave, but ready to be melted in the fires, ready to be melted in the fires, the unquenchable fires of hell's damnation. Damnation's at the door, Birmingham. You're on the edge of the precipice, ready to fall over into a lost eternity. Lest you seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. He will show mercy, abundantly pardon. Let the wicked, that's you, Birmingham, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and return to God your Maker, that he might have mercy on you, that he might abundantly pardon you before it's too late. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, because in that day when he appears, it's too late then, not to be found then. Only as a judge does he appear, not a savior. Only to save his people. So seek him while he may be found. Where would you find him? Where would you find Jesus? Not in Islam, not in that damnable religion. Where would you find Jesus? In the Watchtower Society there? No, that's damnable religion too. So where would you find Jesus? Huh? Amongst in the Church of Rome, here in the Church of England? No, only one place, here in Bible, in God's Word. These are they that testify of me. You want the Jesus who says, then you must go to the Bible, to the Holy Scriptures. Because there alone is the Jesus who saves to be found. So seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He comes very near to you. I tell you, in the preaching of the gospel, he comes so very close. So near to you. Salvation. Life eternal. Forgiveness. Safety and security against the day of judgment. So near. He comes. He comes. In the gospel and the preaching of it, it's he who preaches to you here this afternoon. But can you hear his voice? Or do you just hear the voice of a man? Is that all that you hear? You just hear the voice of a preacher, but do you hear the voice of the man Christ Jesus? Do you hear the voice of the Savior calling you apart? Come out from amongst them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and I will receive you. It's not whether you'll receive Jesus or not. The question is, will he receive you? Are you one of his? Are you one of his sheep who follows him, who he gives eternal life to, who shall never perish, not in the judgment when he comes? But are you ready? Because the end comes. Because the end comes. He tells us, after this, the great tribulation, the day shortened, brought to an end swiftly, and then the end comes of the world as you've known it. The entire universe, the Bible says, is reserved in fire for the day of judgment. When the end comes, a conflagration of the entire universe, every atom that holds it together, dissolved in fervent heat. Judgment will begin. The universe, the world, destroyed. The end of time. Everything, Birmingham, that has a beginning has an end. The world, the universe, it has an end. And it ends in fire. It's all burned up. And everything that man has accomplished apart from God will go up in flames too. All burned up. Birmingham, all burned up with fire. It's reserved in fire for the day of judgment. I warn you to flee from the wrath to come. While you may, while you have the breath of life in you, then shall the end be, says Jesus. Then shall the end be. The curtains come down. The shutters come down. No more salvation. No more. No more presentations. Setting forth of Jesus Christ, the crucified and Redeemer. The one who today perhaps would save you. The one who today perhaps would have you, would receive you. The one who today would make you well. In your soul, I mean. The one who today would heal you by his stripes. The one who today would forgive you, pardon you, your every iniquity, wash you, cleanse you. of all your defilement. Deliver you from your evil heart of unbelief. Give you the gifts, precious, precious gifts of repentance and faith towards himself. Perhaps, maybe he won't. But then again, there are no guarantees. All I can do is tell you. All I can do is warn you. All I can do is bid you flee the wrath to come. All I can tell you is the truth. All I can tell you is what he says, Jesus Christ. These are not my words. These are his words. And if you won't listen to him, well, it's a certain fact, you're not going to listen to me. And if you won't listen to him, then you can't be saved, because unless you hear the voice of Jesus, you cannot be saved. How shall they hear without a preacher? And how will they believe on him whom they have not heard? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. You don't hear his voice and follow him, you can't be saved. You won't be saved. You will be damned in that day. Eternal damnation. Eternal damnation. The fires of hell, they burn brightly today. I wonder, Birmingham.
God bless you guys.
You're so gone. You're so gone now, Birmingham. It's a wonder you don't smell the sulfur. It's a wonder you don't feel the flames licking at your feet, the fires of hell. That's where you're going. That's your destiny. That's your end without Christ. Jesus the Lord, I commend him to you. He's yet a Savior. It's yet a day of grace. Now is the day of salvation, says God. But that day is coming to a close, and coming to a close very shortly, very soon. So I bid you, Birmingham, flee the wrath to come into the arms of Jesus, alone, who can save you, bring salvation to you. It's what he came for. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. What you are, Birmingham, all of you, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not righteous, no, not one. There's not a man that sinned not. So, my friends, to Jesus you must go. The Jesus of the Bible, to him you must go. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Christ Jesus came into the world not to make you healthy, wealthy, prosperous. Came into the world to save sinners. And he's still doing that. And will do so to the end. Question is, will he save you, Birmingham? Question is, will you do his bidding? Will you do what he commands you? He commands you today, Birmingham. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye. Repent ye. Repent ye. Repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. You'd like to have a copy of God's word. Check these things out for yourself. See that this is not my opinion, but God's. His word, not mine. Check it out. Read, study, meditate upon the person of the Son of God. That you might, by the grace of God, be given repentance and faith towards him the Son of God. You like to have a copy of God's Word. You come and ask for one. Perhaps, maybe, I'll give one to you. Without cost, of course, or any obligation to you. May God bless you, Birmingham. And have mercy. Mercy, I say, upon your precious, never dying soul.